This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU professor and extension entomologist Jan Knodel on the Fargo campus. And Jan, let's talk new insecticides available to farmers. What do you have?
Well, we have a new one from Syngenta Crop Protection. It's the isocycle serum is the active ingredient, and we have several trade names that are available for different crops. We have Apallo on corn for corn rootworm control as a soil insecticide, Equento on cereals and pulse crops as insecticide seed treatments for control of wireworm and other soil insects, and Vertendo for soybeans for control of bean leaf beetle, clover worm, and stink bug as a foliar application.
All right, good stuff, Jan. Hey, we'll have more on new insecticides when we come back.
Pfeiffer's Auctioneers has your equipment needs covered with auctions coming up across the upper Midwest, including farm and ranch retirement auctions and heavy equipment auctions in Kramer, Flasher, New England, and Crosby, North Dakota, Moorhead and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, our live online upper Midwest September auction, and Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Don't miss the Southern Dakota pre-harvest equipment auction in Worthing, September 11th. For more information and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions, log on to pfeiffers.com.
Some careers change lives. Some skills open doors. American Sign Language does both. At Minot State University, you'll learn from deaf, CODA, and certified interpreter faculty and connect with deaf mentors in a flexible program with on-campus or online options. Prepare for an in-demand career in sign language interpreting. You can also add an ASL minor to any major and expand your ability to connect with people, communities, and future employers. At Minot State University, your future speaks volumes. Visit minotstateu.edu.
Talking new insecticides today with Jan Knodel from the campus of North Dakota State University here on Ag Issues. And Jan, give us one more pointer on new insecticides.
Well, this is an interesting insecticide due to its mode of action. It is a nerve poison, but it is a muscle poison, so it will agitate the muscle so it won't shut off, and that will cause the insect to eventually become paralyzed and die. And this is a real important tool in our integrated pest management toolbox for resistant management, and we are seeing the development of insecticide resistance. So this is a very important insecticide that we're going to have to fight that.
All right. Good stuff, Jan. Thanks as always. And that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by American Sign Language at Minot State, by Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, and by the Ranchman's 23 Steakhouse and Saloon near Van Hook, Lake Sakakawea.